gold medal swimmer Ryan Lochte says he's sorry for his behavior last weekend when he claimed he was robbed at gunpoint in Rio. He apologized on Instagram after Brazilian police said Lochte lied about his story. Well, here's another athlete who has nothing to apologize for.
Here's Bolt. He makes it look easy. Bolt, 200 triple.
On NBC last night, Usain Bolt winning the 200 for the third straight Olympics. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman was there, and he joins us from Rio. And Tom, to watch this man run, it almost defies description. What can you say about what Usain Bolt has done?
I'll pick up on what he said, Peter, last night, which was, what more can I do? So as people who watch him, what more can we say? although I will try. He's one of those people who comes along and redefines what we think about something, in this case, running really fast. He said last night that he showed the world it could be done clean. It appears that he has done that. And so we celebrate his greatness. As Ashton Eaton said last night, it's been an honor to compete in Bolt's era, and it's been an honor for us to watch. For those 40-some-odd seconds every 4 years, that's really what it is. It's the 100, the 200, and his leg of the 4x100 adds up to about 40 seconds of finals action. It's amazing that in that little bit of time we have come to see such thrilling greatness.
Well, you mentioned the name Ashton Eaton. Now, he could claim the title again as the world's greatest athlete because he won the Olympic decathlon for the second straight Olympic Games last night. I was watching video of him. He also just seems like a generally nice guy. But he deserves to be right up there with Bolt, doesn't he, when it comes to Olympic history?
Well, certainly for accomplishment. I think it's different. You know, the sprints that Bolt does are so explosive. And as we said, 40 seconds, you know, the whole world tunes in for that time. With the decathlon, it's 10 events spread over 2 days. And, you know, sometimes your attention can wane, like in the javelin or the shot put or whatever. But the end result is, yeah, it's astounding. He's only the third man to win two decathlons, another phenomenal performance. And that's what Rio is turning into. I mean, you look at Sports Illustrated, you know, the Sports Illustrated cover Jinx, well known to sports fans. Well, Ashton Eaton and Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles were all on that cover. They all delivered with breathtaking performances. And of course, Usain Bolt, we'd throw that him in there too.
Yeah, well, Tom, we're almost done with these Olympics. The closing ceremony is Sunday night. What are you looking forward to in the next couple of days as the games wrap up?
Coming home.
Besides that, the sports, Tom.
Well, you know, I think for the host country, we have, I don't know what adjectives to use when I talk about Brazil versus Germany in men's soccer. Of course, everyone remembers 7-1. If you don't, you're not a soccer fan. Certainly, they remember the 7-1 shellacking in the 2014 World Cup at the hands of Germany. So here it is set up again with a Neymar-led Olympic team going against the Germans. And then you have a few other events wrapping up. The men's marathon, I think, will be interesting. And then the men's basketball, I don't know if that's interesting, really, but we'll see if the U.S. can continue its dominance. Certainly the women should, and the men should as well.
All right. And when you do get home and you've had a moment to sleep and to breathe and to gather your thoughts, what are you going to remember about Rio down the road?
I'm going to remember the performances that I mentioned, the superstar performances, and all of them delivered. I don't think there's ever been an Olympics like that. You know, all of them, from Biles to Phelps to Bolt to Eaton. And then, of course, you know, what I will think about with great regret are all the events that I wasn't able to get to. The Summer Olympics is overwhelming. And to think that you can cover all of it, that's a fool's errand. You just can't. And so I'll think of all those great, you know, badminton players. You know, there may be Bolts out there in badminton and in table tennis and in taekwondo and in sailing that we just didn't get to, and we don't know very well, and I'll regret that. And I think in general, I'll think a pretty amazing Olympics, considering what we were saying before we went in. There have been problems. Certainly Ryan Lochte was responsible for some of those the last week. But as far as Zika, as far as people people getting sick from the water as far as terrorist attacks. You know, we haven't seen that so far. My only concern is Brazil will be so exhausted by getting this thing done and getting it done without a major hiccup. They might not put on a good show for the Paralympics, and I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman in Rio, who, by the way, probably has the best assignment in public radio for the past 2 weeks. Tom, thank you. You're almost done.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it.